Hi guys, happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Soulful Living with Megs. As always, it is so wonderful to have you here back for a moment of connection with me. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to spend the next few minutes together. Guys, first of all, whenever you're listening to this, I hope your week has been so fantastic. I hope that there have been incredible opportunities for you. I hope that you're getting excited for Halloween if you're into that kind of thing. I can't decide if I'm actually going to the Halloween party that I'm supposed to go to on the Friday. I don't know. It starts really late. I want to see my friends so badly, but they also know how I feel about going to bed early. I have to be up early in the morning anyway. We'll see how the weekend pans out, but I had more excitement farther away from Halloween than I do now. Like, I thought that I was going to be Megan from the horror movie Megan, because it was just fitting and she dances too and has green eyes, whatever. We kind of look alike, I guess. So I thought maybe I could be her, or I don't know. I'm just so lazy right now, I think, to figure out a costume. I guess I could be Kim Possible. My hair is semi close to red. I don't know. Anyway, the point of that is, if you're celebrating Halloween, I hope you enjoy every minute of it. I can't believe it's the end of October next week. Craziness. Speaking of weeks, the time that I'm recording this, it's a Wednesday. I'm very much looking forward to the end of this week today. And one of my coworkers, as I was leaving work, she said to me, "Oh my goodness, is it Friday already?" And I look at her and I said, "Tell me about it, girl." I have been anticipating this week to come to a close since Monday, to be honest. I mentioned in my last episode that Nat's coming over this weekend, and Friday cannot come fast enough. I know we both feel the same way about it, for sure. I just feel like this week has been dragging on. The weather in Vancouver has been up and down, rain, no rain. I don't know what's going on, but I've been also exhausted, so I feel like the week has just been dragging, mostly because I have something to look forward to at the end of the week. But it kind of flows into what I wanted to talk about today, and that was the topic of impatience and whether or not humans, especially nowadays in our culture, in our society, if we are too impatient, and maybe why. And I found myself, especially this week, getting caught up thinking how I wish that this week would come to an end. But I do notice myself, I wouldn't say more often than not, but there's definitely moments throughout my week, whether it's once a week, few times a week, depending upon where I am, what I'm doing, where I do find myself growing impatient for something to occur. Or if I'm walking behind people that are slower paced than me, I often get impatient if I can't maneuver around them, as an example. Or if I find myself, I'm rarely late. I would say I'm a very punctual person, but if I do find myself rushing here and there, I always find that things often get in my way because I am rushing, so I'm forced to slow down. But knowing that I could be late for something makes me impatient as well, or having to wait for something to load, or waiting in line for something. Of course, I feel like we've all had moments where we do feel impatient. And so it begs the question as to why we are so impatient. And before we dive into this topic, of course, I want to remind you that whatever resonates with you in today's episode, please take that. If something doesn't, that's so okay. That's the beauty of the fact that we get to have discussions together, is that I can share some opinions on topics, and if you agree with me, awesome. If you don't, awesome. It's so okay. The concept that we can have our own thought patterns and thinking and then communicate with each other and share our thoughts and feelings, I just love that about the world. But of course, I wanted to say that. And I also wanted to say, if you've listened to my previous episodes, you guys know I do like to reference articles or things that I come across online. I think it is helpful to have some backup factual evidence, or just some backup of other people's opinions on topics. So it's not just me saying these things, they're true or not, whatever it is, you know what I mean? I do enjoy having other opinions to also share with mine. So, of course, I'm going to be referencing some articles that I found within this topic that I was researching. I will, as always, tag them in the show notes if you wish to read about them further, but the one that we're going to reference mainly for this topic is actually a podcast itself. It's the podcast, I believe, is called The Psychology of Us, and the episode in specific that I found this article from, I believe, is just his script for the podcast episode titled Why We Hate to Wait, The Psychology of Patience. And I loved that this guy pulled in the psychology aspect of patience and this feeling and, you know, how we can practice patience more. So I really enjoyed this one, but I also have another article that I will reference as well that I'll pull from when it comes to some factors that maybe can create a feeling of impatience for society. Okay, so impatience is a very universal experience. I feel like we've all had moments of feeling impatient, but it was interesting because I had read that impatience is rooted in how our brains work and how we've been shaped over time, even through attachment styles, which is super interesting. And an example of that could be a more anxiously attached human being. I would consider myself more anxiously attached, can definitely have feelings of impatience when, let's say, they're waiting for a partner to text them back or to make plans or to do something. They're waiting on somebody else. Their attachment pattern and this fear of abandonment could kick in and then create a feeling of anxiety, but also impatience because you have to wait for something, but then your anxious attachment style is kicking in, you know what I mean? So then you're feeling those effects of it, which is super interesting. In terms of the reward system, our brains are wired to seek these rewards, which makes a lot of sense, especially in our culture today. And when we anticipate something exciting happening, whether it's receiving an award for something that we know is coming for some hard work, or waiting for a really good meal at your favorite restaurant. Speaking of, Nat and I are going to one of our favorite Italian restaurants this weekend, and I'm so excited for it. But if we are anticipating something from a website that you ordered a package from, or receiving a text from someone we care about, that feel-good chemical of dopamine kicks in. And it's interesting because dopamine itself isn't actually about pleasure, it's about motivation. The motivation is what fuels the feeling of anticipation. And it drives us to keep moving towards a goal, especially when we know in our brains that we will receive some type of recognition for it. Oftentimes, when you have to wait for something to be achieved, because sometimes things don't happen in an instant, or when waiting ends up dragging on for longer than you had anticipated, this reward that we're seeking doesn't come as quickly as we'd expect. And so the dopamine in our brain, it kind of falters. That whole system goes out of whack, and then it can make us feel frustrated or agitated or restless or confused or anxious. All the feelings that we essentially don't want to feel when we are chasing a reward that will ultimately make us feel very good. The article online that I was reading had mentioned that this Nobel Prize winning psychologist was studying how we as humans experience time, and he found that when we're focused and engaged, time often flies by in the blink of an eye, which I feel like we all have already known that and have experienced that. But when we are bored or anxious or stressed, the time seems to drag on and just takes longer to get through the day. Like if you are at work and your to-do list isn't as full, even for myself, I know that if I'm doing a task that isn't as invigorating in my mind or making me think as much, I feel like time often goes by slower. Or if I'm just not on the go all day, I will look at the clock and I'm like, how has 5 minutes only passed? Why hasn't it been an hour? I'm sure you've experienced that too, but that is why waiting, especially when we're in moments like standing in a line or we're waiting for results of some kind that we've been waiting for a while, we are kind of in a powerless state because there's no way we can make time go faster. We can't make those test results come in quicker. We can't make the line move faster because we're not the ones operating at the end of whatever line you're waiting in. And so that stretched time can make it super unbearable and then create a feeling of impatience. And so I'm here to remind you that if you do find yourself in those moments feeling impatient, like, it is absolutely not just you. It's a very universal human experience. It kind of makes me feel better to know that it is not just me that gets impatient, but it still begs the question of what can we do about feeling impatient? Because it's not a great feeling to sit in. I know that when I'm agitated and antsy and getting impatient and my leg starts to shake, like, I don't love that feeling. I feel like my nervous system is getting heightened for no reason. I don't need to be in fight or flight or whatever I'm in. Like, I should just be able to be. And I also learned throughout this research that impatience is not just a mental feeling. It absolutely is a physical one and can turn into the stress that you're putting your body through when you do feel impatient can make things complicated in terms of our physical feelings. And chronic impatience apparently is linked to higher risks of hypertension and cardiovascular issues. I'm sure it correlates, and I'm not a doctor, you guys know that, but I'm sure people with high blood pressure, I'm thinking of my dad right now because he has high blood pressure, but part of that has to do with stress and management of stress. And so the fact that it is putting a physical strain on his body when he's stressed, I'm sure impatience plays a role in that. And so if you are impatient and you find yourself often being impatient, you are putting physical stress on your body, and then over time it can create a chronic issue that we probably don't want, because there's a lot of things that we deal with in this world. We don't want another thing, you know what I mean? But that is a good thought exercise to have in your toolkit, because if you do find yourself getting worked up over waiting for something to load online, if your Wi-Fi's slow, or if you're waiting for your bus or your train to come and it's late, if you get a little bit more worked up than you probably need to, you're actually straining your heart and your body. That's not good. And it reminds us that our emotions absolutely don't really go away. They get stored in our body because the body keeps score, and it affects our body, our minds, our well-being, everything. All of it is connected. And so it's just a good reminder to have, I think, for all of us the next time that we do find ourselves in that moment of, okay, should I be impatient about this, or should I take a deep breath and not put so much stress on my body because I already put a lot of stress on it? Are there any factors that make us impatient? Why are we as humans so impatient, especially in this modern world, especially in our Western culture? I feel like that plays a big part. So one of the articles I looked up had some factors, but I had also written down some thoughts that I personally feel like are factors into what makes me impatient. So we're going to get through those. An obvious one that I don't think is a number one cause, because impatience has been around for probably as long as we've been alive as humans, but technology plays a huge role into making us more impatient. Because if we have our phones with us 24/7, we have a tablet with us, a laptop with us, there are so many ways in which we can get instant replies, notifications coming left and right. The amount of times your phone buzzes in a day, you probably can't even count, because you're not paying attention to how much your phone's going off because it's so normalized. But we are, and have grown up, a lot of us have grown up to technology being right then and there, where everything is right there. And that's a big thing to pay attention to. So if you notice yourself being impatient a lot more, maybe your phone plays a role in it. Maybe technology plays a role in it. Maybe we need to participate in phone-free fall, like Tink says, where you're trying to get your screen time down, where you can spend more time in nature, whatever it is. But everything is right there at the tips of our fingertips in respect to technology. So it's definitely a factor, I'd say. Another one is consumerism and online shopping. Again, not a direct cause, because online shopping was not around at the beginning of time, of course, but especially with Amazon now being same day or next day deliveries, we are kind of conditioned to expect speed. And I even find myself when I order things online, not through Amazon or not through, I don't know, even like Aritzia and Sephora does 3 to 5 day shipping, and that's pretty quick. But I notice if I'm ordering from some other website where it does take longer than a week, I definitely get antsy or just like impatient because I want my package now. Like I bought something, I want it now, of course, because our brains kind of, I think, are assuming that everything in life should work like that. If we can get same day deliveries for Amazon, why the heck can't we get same day deliveries for other websites? So the more that we engage in that consumerism aspect of it, the more that I feel like we could grow impatient for things that may just take longer because it's farther away or you're ordering from the other side of the world. And I love that we can do that, but I totally think it plays a part in it. Another factor is streaming services, and I am such a culprit for this one. I don't know about you guys, but I love to listen to something when I am getting ready in the morning or cleaning or cooking. I just love having something on. I don't know if that's the anxious side of me that likes to hear something. It probably is because we rely on our technology so much and our brains need constant stimuli. I'm sure that plays a role, but I just love having something on to listen to. And the fact that we have all of these streaming services that we can binge entire seasons in a weekend is insane. I do miss Blockbusters though. Like, remember when you got to go in there and pick out a movie and then you'd have a week to rent it out and then you'd have to return it? We are not wired to work like that anymore, I feel. Even movies that get released in the movie theaters, there's obviously ways that you can watch it on your computer. You can stream it somehow with whatever website. And it's just, it's insane to me. And I find myself, even because we have these streaming services where we can binge stuff, even shows that I'm watching currently that don't release episodes until the next week, like you have to wait a full week. I'm like, oh my gosh, I know I get antsy because I want to just watch the episodes. Speaking of, I don't know if you guys are watching Love is Blind right now, the US version. I don't know what was going on in Denver, Colorado. Maybe it's the location that they were filming in, but this was a really crazy season. But this morning, I watched the newest episode and I finished it. And then I'm thinking, oh, there's another episode behind it. No, I have to wait another week for the friggin' finale or whatever it is. No, the reunion. No, I want it now. I feel like another big factor is kind of a loss of human connection and a disconnection from nature. We are in a world right now where everything is fast-paced and speedy. And like I said earlier, our culture plays a role in this, where Western culture does value speed, I think, over everything else, which, yes, in some cases, being quick and efficient at things absolutely makes a lot of sense. But I think it conditions our brain to keep going, and not reminding us that we need to slow down. Because we do not slow down enough, and we rarely just be nowadays, I feel. And you know that famous saying of we're human beings, not human doings? I feel like we're very much in the human doing notion right now, even when we're feeling impatient. But I just feel like if we value productivity, efficiency, instant gratification, we're celebrating things that get done fast, we are missing the point of what human beings are on this earth to do, which is connect with each other and form beautiful relationships with one another, and also connect with the beautiful world that we get to live in. The fact that we have nature around us is incredible that we get to experience this. I'm sure that they're in other galaxies, there are other worlds, but I don't know a more beautiful world than this, and I'm so happy that we're in this world, and I think we need one to take better care of it. That's a different episode entirely, but we just need to be and slow the heck down to enjoy this and to enjoy each other, because that's what life is all about, is connection. And throwing social media in there, throwing the fact that we need to be efficient to receive gratification it's just trickier and it creates more impatience and the feeling that we need to hurry up and catch up because everyone else around us seems to be achieving things when we aren't. It makes us feel like we're falling behind and it makes us future trip because we always are thinking about the next thing instead of just being in the present moment. And there's this constant forward projection of just going and it creates impatience. And I think the point of just being and breathing and slowing down and connecting with one another, we're missing that. But the really good news is that there are ways that we can practice being more patient to allow connections to flow and be in our life and for us to be more mindful so we can just be the human beings that we're meant to be. But I'm going to share a few of the ways in which I'm trying to work on practicing patience. I'm hoping that they help you too. And I'm sure that these aren't new things, but it's always good to be reminded of these things, I feel. So let's get into it. Number one is practicing mindfulness, obviously. And I think in the moments that we do notice impatience showing up, ask yourself, where are you feeling it in your body? And where is this tension arising? It's almost like if you do go to therapy, your therapist may ask you when you are feeling a certain way. At least mine always asks me, where do you feel this tension? Where do you feel this feeling? So ask yourself that. If you are growing impatient, do you feel it in your chest? Do you feel it in your shoulders? Where do you feel it show up? That is the first step, to be aware that it's there. Another thing that you can do to practice patience is appreciating the small things in life. And if you haven't listened to my episode on gratitude, I suggest it, of course, but we talk a lot about the importance of gratitude in there and appreciating small moments and romanticizing your life. But practicing gratitude does anchor you in the present. And by being in the present, you're not future tripping. You're not worried about past things. You're not looking for the next best thing. You're just allowing yourself to be. And in that, another thing you can do is actually slow down, and slow down with intention. If you do find yourself being in a rush, running out of the house, say, I feel like this often happens when I am rushing around. I often run into things more. I feel like I'm forgetting things, so I have to go back into my house to grab something. Question yourself, why are you rushing? Or you grow impatient like me, walking behind somebody who's slower paced than you and you can't exactly pass them. If you do feel yourself being impatient, ask yourself why. Why am I feeling that way? Do I need to be in a rush right now? Can I slow down? Can I spend a few minutes in this state? And will I be okay? You will be okay. There's nothing happening. The fact that you would have to slow down a few paces is absolutely okay. It's not going to make or break anything. You're going to be fine. Intentionally slowing down, again, allows you to just be. And if you're outside and you're walking and you feel like you're going a little too fast, slow down. Reconnect with nature. Let the breeze of the beautiful wind in the air guide you. I don't know what I'm saying here, but just slow the heck down. Another thing that we can do to practice patience is to reframe the way you think about waiting. So the next time you are standing in a really long line, or the next time your bus is a few minutes late, or you're waiting in traffic, why don't you just sit and pay attention to the sounds around you? Pay attention to the world around you. Obviously, don't pull out your phone when you're driving and in traffic. I know some of you probably do, but if you're outside waiting for the bus or you're in a store, don't pull out your phone. Why don't you just notice your breath? Why don't you notice the feeling of your feet on the ground? Allowing yourself and your body to be more grounded in that moment without having the stimuli helps that reframe, and then maybe creates more mindfulness to then realize I don't actually need to rush right now. Why don't I just enjoy this moment that I'm in? The last thing that we could do to practice patience that I have for you is focusing on the bigger picture. So think about your long-term goals And remember that every single small step counts in this marathon that you're on. And that real rewards take time. And that's probably what makes them so meaningful. And I almost guarantee you that the rewards that take a little bit longer than those instant gratification ones often feel so much greater, more meaningful, bigger, more fulfilling than if you got it instantly. So yes, you may not see results tomorrow, but that's okay. You know that over time, the work that you're putting into something will pay off in the end. And the feeling that you will receive at the end of that is even greater. Remember that there is always a bigger picture to these plans. The universe, God, whoever you believe in, has incredible things in store for you. And I know that you have these dreams of yours. So know that they may not happen tomorrow, but you're doing a dang good job right now. So everything that you put in each and every day will help you get closer to where you want to be. And that's so cool that we can do that. I guess to close off here, some final notes and the question of, are we too impatient? I mean, yeah, we probably are. But truly, guys, it is not something that we should shame ourselves over. It is more of a thing to understand. And the fact that we are asking these questions and wanting to know why, I think, is a really amazing thing. Because when we do start to ask ourselves questions and we want to understand these things, we can start to slow down in those moments. We can start to breathe and we can let life unfold in its own pace. And perhaps in those moments where we do let life unfold, we can maybe even enjoy the waiting. But I appreciate you tuning into this episode today. I hope that your week is filled with endless opportunities of joy and love and light. I'm sending all of that incredible energy to you, so I hope that you feel it. And hopefully next week you will hear two voices and not just one. But I love you guys. We'll talk so soon and be so fabulous as you are. Okay, bye guys.